We are continuing today Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yod Aleph, the 11th chapter. Today is Friday, Erev Shabbos, the 17th of Cheshvan, November 11th. The Ramchal writes as follows: V'hinei dibarti ad henu miprotei mitzvah achas min ha-mitzos, u'kiprotei chilukim ei levadei shenimtzam b'cho mitzvah mitzvah. So Ramchal essentially says, I know I've been hyper-focused on Gezel, now on theft. Now the reason he explained that he was hyper-focused on Gezel was simply because that it's an Avera, it's a sin that so many of us transgress, not even realizing that we are transgressing. So Ramchal says, but understand that these subdivisions and these details are to be found in every Avera, every mitzvah. In other words, everything has this detailed breakdown. And this is what's complicated about the Midah of Nikios, that it requires us to purge ourselves not just of the major components of the Avera, but even the small actional components of Avera, of which often we are not even aware. He goes on and he says, Amnam eini maskir ela osam sheregilim rov b'nei adam likashal bahem. So remember, again, what Ramchal says, I can't focus on everything. So I'm focusing on the Averas that most people transgress, sometimes, again, without even realizing that they've transgressed. Unedabra ata min ha'arayos, shegam heim min ha'chamudim, veim shnim madrega el agez. Okay. Now we're going to focus on the second of the two. So the first Avera, which Ramchal focused on because he felt that it's an Avera that most people transgress, is theft. Now he's going to switch focus to the sin of immorality, Arayas. And the Ramchal says, while it might be true that most people don't transgress this, many people do. Many people do enough to warrant a detailed conversation regarding some of the, we'll call it, appendages of arayas of immoral behavior. Someone who wants to totally cleanse himself of the avera of arayas of immorality, it's not a little bit of work. In other words, it's a lot of work. A lot of work. Because although we know, again, of course, immorality itself refers to a specific act, but like theft, there are many sub-acts, right? Many subdivisions, many appendages of the particular Avera. Even the Torah itself, when phrasing the prohibition on arayos and immorality, says, do not come close to uncover nakedness. Obviously, the uncovering of nakedness is a direct reference to an actual sexual act, an illicit sexual act. But even before one gets to that, there are other activities that one is not supposed to engage in, lest they lead michas hashom to an act of immorality. The Ramchal goes on, V'am zechron levracha, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al tomar, hoil v'asr li lehishtamish b'isha, harini tofsa ve'inli avon, harini gafefa me'inli avon, oshani noshka ve'inli avon. A person might say, the only actual biblical prohibition of arayos is to engage in actual act of sexual intercourse, of bia. So as long as I abstain from that, then it shouldn't be a problem. So therefore a man, again, is focused over here on from a man's perspective, since again the act of intercourse is not permitted, harini tofsa ve'inli avon, I could hug a woman and it's not a problem. Or, excuse me, tofsa means to touch her, megafafa means to hug her, noshka means to kiss her, and there's no sin. In other words, as long as there's not an act of bia, as long as there's not an act of relations, an act of intercourse, then perhaps any other form of physical contact is okay. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishem Shim Nadar Nazir Shul Lishtos Yain Asur Lechol Anavim Lachem Yedeshim U'mishras Anavim V'chol Ayotze Migefen Ayayin Af Isha She'ina Shalcha Aser liga bo kol ikar. The chomishinah gea biisha she'ino shalo. Maybe misliatzmo. See, he brings out an interesting comparison. Person becomes a nazir, which happens to be one of the topics we're studying now in Daf Yomi Maseches Nedarim. The current dafim are talking about nazirus. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, so the Ramchal says like this. They seem that a person becomes a nazir. Now, a nazir is not permitted to drink wine. But not only is he not permitted to drink wine, he's also not permitted to go ahead and eat grapes. whether they are moist grapes or dry grapes. He's not allowed to eat anything soaked in grapes. So if a piece of bread was soaked in grape juice, was soaked in wine, also can't eat that. Anything that comes from grapes, he's not permitted to eat. So what do you see from here? That with the Nazir, although the primary prohibition is he can't eat grapes, he's not allowed to consume anything associated with grapes. Ramchal says, Afa isha she'eno shecha, if a woman is not your wife, so ultimately, again, you can't touch her in any way. You can't have any type of physical contact with her in any way. And a man who touches a woman who is not his wife, maybe misa liatzmo, ultimately brings death upon himself. So obviously, we'll have to clarify some of these statements. But the point that Ramchal is making over here is that just as in Nezirus, there are gidarim, there are protective fences to go ahead and protect the ikar prohibition of wine consumption, so too by arayos. It's true. It could be that on a biblical level, the primary prohibition is bia, is relations, is intercourse. But again, human nature is such, and especially again when it comes to immorality, that it is so easy to push these boundaries. Therefore, again, the boundaries are necessary in order to safeguard, in order to create, in order to affect a moral lifestyle. Now, the Ramchal says it's interesting that the Medrash compares arayos, immorality, to nazir. He says something amazing. Asher afapi sheikra iser eno ela shtias yayin hine astra la Torah komashi yeshlo shayachos im hayayin v'haya ze limud shlim de Torah d'chachamim eich yasu him siag la Torah b'mishmer shnim sar biyadam lasos l'mishmerta ki ilmedu min hanozir la'esar ba'avura ikar kol d'damila. So this is really incredible. You see, what's interesting is nazir, the Torah itself prohibits a nazir, not just wine consumption, but again, consumption of grapes, moist grapes, withered grapes, right? Anything that's soaked in wine. So what the Torah is doing is creating a paradigm. And the paradigm is that when you have something prohibited, the only way to ensure that one does not transgress the matter of prohibition is to create a barrier around that primary prohibition. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this by Nazir, and he kind of gives like this playbook, right? He gives this model to Chazal, that this is how you are to structure your laws as well. Place around your laws, or take biblical law, and place rabbinic fences around it. So this is the end of today's limud. But again, what we're going to see is, especially in matters of morality or immorality, it is such a slippery slope. And sometimes things which begin as innocuous, or sometimes things that we think are not at all us, or could lead so easily to something that is so dramatically immoral. As such, we're going to see the necessary protective fences in order to ensure that we could create and sustain for ourselves a moral lifestyle. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Emirat Hashem on Sunday, wishing everyone a beautiful Erev Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, and looking forward to continuing our limud next week.